because we're just giant marks. This is Keep of the Geek.
So,
Alicia, what you want to talk about?
How about what we just watched?
Oh, God. Oh, people.
What the hell is going on?
So, as of we record this, this is the Friday after the WWE kickoff press conference for WrestleMania.
Yep. And we just watched the segment.
The segment, yeah. We haven't seen anything else because, honestly, I don't think there's much else going with WrestleMania. Well, I don't know how much other has been really set up except for Bayley's going after going after Io's belt. Because I want to say, from what I've heard, the women's other title will be determined in whoever wins the women's elimination chamber. They pick who they go after.
Yeah,
I guess that's whoever. And honestly, I think they've given it away.
I think it's gonna be
Bianca Belair. She's already on the promotional stuff.
Really? Because I was hearing Becky Lynch. There's like a huge Becky Lynch thing going on with Rita right now.
Right, but she's already also said unless they're gonna do a goddamn three way.
No, I don't know. Maybe.
So, but they've got that. That's okay. I want to address this first before we get into the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The promotional material we're seeing the most of is a 6-person poster.
Right.
Which has got Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Rita Ripley, Cody Rhodes, and Bianca Belair, which I don't get because the winner of the Women's Royal Rumble was Bayley.
Right. That's nobody's getting it. Bayley doesn't even get it. Or at least that, or of course that could be.
Again, we're giant marks.
So,
I mean.
But.
It doesn't make sense to have her on there.
Then again, it would not be the first time they've had a promotional poster that made absolutely no sense. I mean, we were watching that video the other day, and they brought up the fact that I can't remember which event it was, but they had like 3-4 different people on the poster that had been fired 6 months before it came
right,
out.
Right. Yeah.
So you know. It's, yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so they had the first segment, which is the segment everybody's talking about, is Seth Rollins starts it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tries to bring Cody out, because Cody is supposed to be, because they had the whole thing on SmackDown where, you know, Cody gave up his spot, that he's going to come after all of you, just not at WrestleMania. And, you know, they set up the whole Rock versus Roman.
Mm-hmm.
Which would have been great 2 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It would have been a wonderful WrestleMania.
Right.
You know, or any event.
SmackDown. It would blow away any card you put. I mean, even if you put it on something like Backlash.
Right.
Or something like that, it would destroy. You would.
But that was 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago.
Now?
So, yeah. So then Roman comes out.
Uninvited.
Taking forever like he normally does. Just standing there as his music plays.
Yep.
Acknowledge me. Yeah. Mommy didn't play with me enough. Acknowledge me.
And he comes out and says, I'm going to set it up. The main event's going to be me and The Rock. And then The Rock comes out. And they talk about how his grandfather and Roman.
Well, you skipped right past the fact that The Rock took just as long.
Long, yeah. So definitely.
Definitely family.
Well, technically, they're not. Well, I don't know. According to the Bloodline thing, I don't know. And according to the way they're setting it up, is the reason they're even related is because The Rock's grandfather and Roman's grandfather got together and had some kind of blood pact to merge the families, and then they showed the entire tree and had talked about how dominating it is. Now, at this entire time, The Rock is getting booed like
mercilessly.
I haven't heard that since he was Rocky Maivia and he was with the
Nation of Domination.
Nation of Domination. And
I'm sitting here just wide-eyed. I'm like, you're kidding me.
I mean, it's even when The Rock was doing a heel turn back in the day.
I don't think he was getting those kind of boos.
No, he was still popular enough to where he still had, even though he was the heel, he still had a fan base. And there was a fan base. You know, there were people in the audience. But you could tell it was a 70-30.
Yeah.
We want Cody.
Yeah, it really was. And I don't think that's what they were expecting.
Mm-mm.
They were having a very hard time keeping it off their faces.
Then Cody comes out.
Mm-hmm.
To no fanfare, let
us
say.
Absolutely, yeah. He did not get
entrance
music.
He comes out and basically says, "No, Roman, fuck you. I won the War Rumble. I get to pick the main event, and I choose you."
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Roman goes off. You know, "Oh, you're a loser. Go to the number two table." Point over at Seth. Because that's one of the things they're doing, one of the storylines they're doing, because people have already started thinking this way anyway, that the world title that Seth has is the consolation prize.
Yeah.
Because they won't, for whatever reason, they won't take the title, you know, for Roman. It's almost like they want to get him to pass at least Hulk and get Hulk as third place for whatever reason.
Oh, I can think of some
because
reasons.
He'll never beat. No one will ever beat Bruno Sammartino.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because that was back in the day where the wrestling, I mean, look at the Fabulous Moolah.
Yeah.
She held that belt for how long?
Oh, I don't know. Ever?
Yeah,
I mean,
before she lost it to Wendy Richter in the 80s.
Yeah, there's whole stories about that.
I know. But and then, of course, you're irrelevant just like your father.
Mm-hmm.
Which brought Cody talking about, you talk about family. Hey, how's Jay?
Yeah.
Love that line.
Love it.
And then he brought out the thing, you know what, if your grandfather was here, Roman, or if the High Chief, your grandfather,
looking
Rocky,
directly
at
Rock,
The Rock,
yeah,
if they were here, they would be ashamed. Which then The Rock, of course, takes it personal because he dared to bring up family.
Yeah, but he starts going, "You talk about his family.
You're talking about.
And it's like, dude, he just blatantly talked about your family. Yeah, that seemed a little stupid to me.
It did, and I could see it going. I mean,
I get it, but
they're going for the heel. They really are pushing Rocky as a heel.
They are,
right
but
now.
But it was very weak there because it's like, dude, he just looked you straight in the eye and talked about your family.
Right.
You're not having to defend Roman here.
Right.
But, you know, that was my feeling on it.
So, and that basically he ends up slapping Cody. That all breaks down. They shove Cody out in the back. I think Seth was more offended about Cody getting slapped than Cody was.
Yeah, a little bit.
And he's been talking shit on X, too. I mean, he's been talking shit about The Rock.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think in Elimination Chamber, we're going to see Rock Seth.
Yeah.
I really think it's going to happen.
Or we're going to get a Roman Rock Cody slash tag team match.
That could be interesting too.
Well, they may need to, because when was the last time Rocky was in a ring?
Yeah, he's
got the muscles and stuff. But are they show muscles or are they go muscles? What's his stamina like? You know, what's his cardio
like? What's the ring rust look like?
Yeah, I mean, the guy hasn't wrestled in forever. I couldn't even tell you the last time.
Well, we don't know what he's been doing. You know, he could have been rolling around in a ring for a while now, getting back in shape.
This
we
is true.
We don't know. I mean, especially since...
I hope he is, especially...
He could be practicing with his daughter, you know, who is actually wrestling for...
Right,
well, and she like...
She's in NXT.
Yeah, I think she's like the general manager now or something.
Yeah, which is interesting because usually why they'd give her that role if she's a wrestler, you know...
Because she's The Rock's daughter? I don't know.
I don't know. Sometimes they give that to... I don't know. I can't say that because they did have a long time where AJ Lee was general manager of SmackDown, and AJ can wrestle.
Yeah.
I was going to say something about, well, maybe she's not that good in the ring. Well, maybe she's not that good in the ring yet.
She's young.
Right.
Anyway.
So, this is the way it comes across to me. Because from everything we've been hearing and reading and people talking about, is that they've known about this back at the beginning of January. This was a plan. This come out, you know, that this was part of The Rock's deal coming and joining the board of directors for TKO. This, you know, and that even Triple H was part of this. And, you know, when they, you know, he'd been doing, I didn't know anything about it. But this has been the plan from the beginning.
And now they're having to do a face, they're having to do a twist.
Well, I think this has all been part of the plan.
Really? All of this is?
I think so. But I don't think they expected it to be as bad of a blowback. But, and this is why I'm trying to get across, is what this feels like to me is, I know you don't follow politics like I do.
No, because it makes me sick to my stomach.
But there tends to be a thing that politicians are doing. I'm talking both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever there's one story that's out there that they don't really want people to pay attention to as much, is they tend to do a drop on, like, Friday, like 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
They'll drop, a story will get dropped that the press will then be all over, and that's what they'll talk about all weekend long, hoping that the story they didn't want them to talk about will just kind of, you know, whatever.
Well, yeah.
And this seems to be what they're trying to do.
Uh-huh.
Is they have all this shit coming down, and it's the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
With the whole thing with Vince and everybody involved. And people, we have to realize, there are people that are in the WWE right now
that are
part of this.
Mm-hmm. But they're hoping this will distract everybody from that.
Yeah, they're trying to distract people from that and trying to focus on what they're supposed to be doing, which is wrestling.
Right. But I kind of can't blame them for, in some ways. But... You know,
this is too big of a deal that,
all of it's too big.
It's like he didn't, like, after, what was his last press conference, last media scrum they did? What was the last pay-per-view? What was it?
It was Rumble.
It was either Rumble or there was an NXT one that came up.
Oh, was
up
there
too.
An NXT one? I just don't.
But whenever questions would come up, Triple H wouldn't answer any of the questions.
Yeah.
So they're really not wanting to talk about this. And that's what it's coming across. I think they're trying to make as big of a spectacle of this to make people go...
They've got the car keys and they're shaking it over here.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're, look, over here. Did you see that? Look over there. And that's what it's really coming, again, it's coming across as that. It's wrestling damage control.
Yeah, it is.
They're trying to control their narrative. So it will be interesting to see how this plays out, because they do have one more big pay-per-view before WrestleMania, because we're still 2 months out.
Right. So they've got Elimination Chamber coming up in Perth, Australia.
Right.
So
we're, you know, that's going to be a huge deal. I hope Rita is front and center for this. In fact, I think Rita Ripley's match should be main event of, probably because you're putting it in her in her city.
Yeah.
You know, or not on her city, but in her home country.
Yeah.
That would be, you know, only the right thing to do is to
Give her,
I'm hoping they do something good with this. I hope they don't piss it away.
Yeah.
Because we probably will watch WrestleMania anyway, as sleazy as watching WWE feels a little bit right now.
Yeah. Although we never did go back and watch the Rumble.
No. I know enough about the Rumble now to where...
Yeah.
Although I do find it funny that this is one of the things Punk said before he got eliminated was he wasn't going to lose to Dusty's kid.
And he did. But, yeah.
And I love Drew McIntyre's shirt. Which is basically Drew McIntyre. It looks like they've taken the Flash meme.
Right.
Where the Flash is sitting there looking at the gravestone, pointing. And it's him, and the gravestone says CM Punk's WrestleMania appearance 2024. And it's just, it's brilliant.
I think I would have liked it better if it said his career, but that's not going to happen.
But I mean, y'all, there's only one bad thing. You know, one of the things they're talking about with Punk, since he's been injured?
What now?
Commentary.
Well, we don't watch.
That's true. Well, I kind of miss watching SmackDown. But then again, everybody we wanted to watch on SmackDown is now on Raw. But Raw always feels so bloated.
The whole WWE feels like this bloated entity.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
But, although I found it very interesting. It was a quote I saw on Twitter from Swerve Strickland talking about how there is a difference between storytelling between AEW and WWE. Mm-hmm. And him basically saying, no, we're not trying to do what the WWE does. They've been doing that for 40 years. They got that down pat. You know, we're telling our stories in the ring.
Yep.
Which, you watch that this last match between Strickland and Porn Man Adam Page.
Hey!
The Stash!
Okay.
that's like the most recent example of storytelling in the ring.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that match was golden.
Although they tried to... Oh, yeah. Although, and this will be the second part of the... One of the other things I wanted to bring up. I've got my... Because I have, of course, my notebook.
Handy-dandy notebook.
Yeah, it's my dancing skeleton notebook of notes. Mm-hmm. That's basically... the other thing I wanted when it comes to wrestling, and since it brought up AEW, is one, there are people trying to clickbait stories about Sting not being happy with the AEW.
I saw that and I'm like, what in the, no, what?
The story basically is Sting didn't want to win a belt while he was in AEW. It wasn't why he was there. He was there to help push younger talent. But they wanted, the AEW did want to put a belt on him before he left. They gave him the storyline. Yes, he reluctantly gave in. But from what I heard, he was like, at the end, he was all smiles.
Yeah.
You know, in the back after it happened. I have, and for those who don't know, if you should know by the time this gets up, that Darby Allin and Sting have won the AEW Tag Team Championship.
Uh-huh.
And then got the shit beat out of them by the Young Bucks.
In those white suits, which came out covered in blood.
Yeah, that was a sight. I've got two theories on how this is going to go.
Okay.
First one, I don't like, but I think it's going to be what they do.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with the one I would like to see happen first.
Okay.
I would like them, because we already know that the Young Bucks and Sting and Darby Allin have already been set up for Sting's final match at Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up at the beginning of March. Or right. Whenever it comes
out. Yeah, it's March 3rd.
Right.
Yeah, it's March 3rd because the next weekend's the one we're going to.
You're right. Yeah, people, we're going to get to 2 days of back-to-back live wrestling.
I got us combo tickets for both nights.
It's going to be interesting. I really can't wait.
I don't know how I'm going to make it through work on Wednesday and Thursday, but mostly Thursday.
Well, Thursday, if you think about it, well, Thursday and Friday. Because Wednesday you'll just be going to work. I mean, you'll be hyped up and ready to leave.
Yeah.
But it's going to be more the Thursday after wrestling.
Oh, I'm not thinking about being tired.
Oh.
No.
You're thinking about being too cranked up.
Right, exactly.
Fan Bunny will be out.
Yeah, yeah. My manager has already been warned. She laughed.
That's why I went ahead and took the Thursday off for me, because it's just... But neither here nor there. Let's go back to... okay, so they've got the titles. We already set up for Young Bucks, because they want, I mean,
yeah.
Kind of could see that coming with doing it. And I will say, for people who weren't originally supposed to have the belts, Ricky Starks and Big Bill did a great job.
They did a wonderful job.
Hopefully they'll have another chance of being champions again at some point.
Yeah.
For last minute champions, they did a really good job.
No shade whatsoever on their run. It was great.
What I would like to see happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to see the match come up. Sting and Darby win. He retires champion. And then either the Bucks beat the hell out of Darby, come say that
uh-huh.
you know, that dynamite afterwards, to the point where they have to have a tag team thing. Or they just bring the corporate thing and go, hey Darby, you have to drop the belts. You don't have a partner anymore. Or they force them to find a partner and end up losing anyway.
Yeah, something like that.
What I am expecting to happen,
mm-hmm.
and there's a reason why I think that this kind of is happening, that Darby's not going to have the belts after very long. And I'll say that after I say do have the Bucks win in a horrible fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Do something completely... To basically cement them as the heels they're doing.
Right.
So they're doing a major heel turn right now. Corporate douchebag heels.
I don't know if it's really a heel turn, because they've been heels for a while.
Well, they were trying... Once Kenny got back and they were doing that
they
thing...
They were doing a little more kind of a face thing.
But then they were slowly... Yeah, it was the whole thing.
Their show was still ending with the... Well, yeah. Now that we're heels,
well, that was an animated thing that gets up, because it did change at the end of the Elite after a while. They did change that line.
Mm.
Basically, they win. I have a feeling they're basically going to undertake them. Basically, with the Undertaker losing to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania, and I still think that they should have let the Taker retire undefeated.
Yeah.
But, and the bad thing is some of the stuff that's coming out because of the lawsuit makes you wonder.
Just makes me sick again about it.
Makes you, yeah. I don't even have to say anymore, and if you don't know what we're talking about, look it up yourself. But basically... Undertaker, you know, basically he goes out, you know, of course they do, you know, he gets up. But see, the thing is Darby's got something coming up.
That's true.
He's got his Everest trip.
And he's
got
to go into training for that.
So I have a feeling that's what's going to happen, is basically they're going to do the kayfabe of Darby being hurt and disappearing so he can go climb Everest, because from what I've heard, it's like April to June is the window you really should be. If you want to climb Everest, that's when you do
and
it.
And there is physical training you have to do beforehand.
Right. So you basically put him out, and then later, basically, you could have Darby come back looking for revenge.
Right.
With a new partner of some sort. So I could kind of see, either way, I'd rather see Sting go out on top.
Yeah.
And just have a rah-rah moment for Sting, because he is the icon.
Yes.
The man has been, you know, and I just love the fact that the first time I saw him live was winning his first tag team belts with Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. And now we see him win his last, was going to be his basically his last tag team belts in the opposite role, because he was the rookie with Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Now he's the veteran and helping along
Darby. Yeah. It's sweet. It's so sweet.
So it will be nice to see. And kind of see what Darby's going to do after this.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, he's been kind of attached to Sting so much.
Yeah.
It would be nice to kind of see him branch out.
He's been Sting's apprentice for the longest time. Right. And, you know, it's graduation time.
Yeah. Basically.
Exactly what it is. You know, not that that's a bad thing. I think Darby's up to it.
Oh, no, I think he is, too. I think what this boy will do to his body is...
And you said it right when we were watching it. You know, people must really trust him for some of the moves and spots and stuff that happens in some of these matches. Darby's got a lot of trust from his fellow wrestlers, which says a lot of good things about him,
yeah. Shall we venture to telling some personal tale?
Do we want to tell this story?
That I've written down, Cat Invasion.
Yeah.
Do you want to start off? Because it started off with you. Well, we'll say this. We have some roof stuff. Basically, our house is 40 plus years old at this point, or close to 40. It was built in 79.
Yeah, so it's 44 years old.
We need a new roof. We can definitely tell when we moved in, there are the patches. It has been patched. We have stuff. We've had it patched before. It's time for a new roof. Well, we do know we have two areas that unfortunately animals can get into, our roof, our ceiling.
Yeah.
And
I think y'all may have missed the possum drama.
Right. We had a possum, unfortunately, sneak in and die.
That was nasty.
And that's when we found out about... We knew of one. We got a second. We know where there's a second one. Well, take it away.
So Monday, I get home from work. And I'm letting the dog out. And I'm not even looking into the kitchen. And I walk over. And for some reason, there's a bunch of stuff that was on the counter that was now sitting on top of the trash can. I'm like, huh, that's funky. So I put that up, and I'm walking. I turn to go in to the kitchen because I try to make, you know, every day I have my routine when I get home, which is like set up the coffee for the next day and get my lunch stuff together for the next day. So, you know, as ADD, I have to have my rituals.
Right.
I didn't even make it one step into the kitchen. There was glass and insulation and two of the panels from the drop ceiling just shattered across the floor.
Yeah, we basically, in our kitchen, we have a drop ceiling, and they had put in these plastic sheets, basically, to let the light through.
Yeah, and, you know, like, if you're ever in an office building and you see that, you know, the fluorescent lights with those panels... Think those panels.
Yeah, that's basically what they are. Because there was a fluorescent light bulb in there, which has now been replaced by LED.
Yeah, but so that's all over the kitchen, and the glasses. We have some old growlers that are empty, but they've been just sitting up on top of our refrigerator, and one of them apparently fell off of the top and shattered. I mean, and when I say shattered, it was across the floor, the neck of it was up on the counter in the kitchen, sitting next to the coffee maker. It was everywhere. So I'm like, oh, great. So I'm just like, okay, I gotta go change out of my work stuff, get some shoes on that I don't mind getting some glass in the bottom of, and get this cleaned up. Knowing that Geek's gonna be home pretty soon, so
I was like, right, because I think you got home at 5, I got off at 5.
Right. So I'm cleaning all of that up, and he gets home and helps me finish getting all of that up off the floor. And we're sitting in here in the living room.
Well, basically, what the part you're missing is that there was a hole. Basically, there was a hole in our ceiling. In the drywall where the drop ceiling was.
Right, that was what, you know, when I originally saw it, thought that had fallen and knocked everything down.
I went and I looked, and I think there was already, because this was where this was.
There was already a hole there because there's a vent or something there. You know, right
we,
next
and,
to it.
And I took a light, and I thought, well, did something come through the roof? And I was like, well, this is not one of the places where we see, you know, spots. So I shot a flashlight up there and thought, well, did something come through? Didn't see anything. Could see the ceiling all the way to the actual roof.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing there. Completely solid. So it was like, we had no idea what happened.
We were like, okay, we've got that cleaned up. We'll get the roof fixed at some... Well, you know, we'll, we started talking about some plans on how to fix all of that.
Right.
And then we're sitting in here in the living room, and, you know, Kaylee's kind of barking. And so she's barking, and for some reason she's barking at the bar. And she's in the bar, and she doesn't normally do that.
Right.
It was odd, so I was like, okay, I'm going to go see what's up over here. And I get over there, and she's in there, and I'm like, young lady, you know better. You're not supposed to be in here. And then I look under the ice bin, and there's a big fluffy cat.
Big fluffy white and brown kitty.
Pretty kitty.
Yes.
Sweet kitty. I was able to get down. I was very slow. I got we took care of, I think we threw Kaylee out.
Yeah.
And then I just slowly kind of, you know, hey, you know, kind of put my hand out to let the cat smell it.
I think he even got a little food just in case. Yeah.
And the cat let me scritch its ears. And I was able to just pick up the cat, take it to the door, and put it out.
Yes.
No problems at all.
So this was around, say, 7 o'clock. Have we had dinner by then?
No, we hadn't had dinner yet, but... You know.
Right. So we end up having dinner, we're hanging around, and I get up. Mm-hmm. It's about 9:30, and I'm like, you know what, I want a Klondike bar, but first we pee.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in the bathroom, and about midway through my pee, I hear we have a big cup that we use for the dog, you know, we wash the dog, you know. It's like a big Wendy's cup, big
QT cup.
One
of those, just, you know.
And I hear it fall. Well, there's a bit of a slant to our bathtub, because we basically have a regular-sized bathtub with a ledge.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a bit of a slant to the ledge so the water can run down. And I did that, and then I heard something else fall.
Uh-huh.
And then something didn't quite, I thought, wait, hold on, is there... And I stop mid-pee, and I go to pull the shower curtain back, see what's going on, and then all of a sudden, a mass of black and chaos comes flying out of the tub.
Uh-oh.
And the bathroom door is closed, and it's a small bathroom, and it's just going nuts. Ends up on the third shelf of this little... shelf unit we have in our that's built in to our bathroom, and it's the prettiest black cat.
Yeah,
green eyes, freaking the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I had to go, and I've had to stop peeing at this point, and I had to stick my head out and go, "We have another one."
I was like, "What?"
And this one, unfortunately, was a lot more feral than its counterpart.
Yeah.
Trying to get this cat out was...
An adventure.
An adventure that led to someone going to the urgent care later.
On Tuesday.
The next day, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, and I've never seen a cat with hops like this.
It hopped right over my head.
We were basically, at one point, it was running around the house, and we'd open the front door.
Uh-huh.
And it ran right past the open front door because it was so scared. And ended up in the bathroom underneath the toilet. I was, okay, let me get this. I'm going to get a stick, and we're going to push him. And I'd given Alicia a huge, one of our big...
big, thick towels. Big
basically beach towel. To throw over him, I was going to push him out, and she was going to throw the towel over him. Well, she had bent over to throw the towel on him when he came up, and now he didn't use anything to launch but his legs, and he went right over.
Right over my head.
I think you were down, and you're 5'4". I want to say you were somewhere between, 3'9" and 4-something, at the height you were at.
Yeah, something like that.
Or at least something like that, and boom. Cat ran around. We finally were able to get him to run out the front door.
But that was after, and the whole towel thing happened after this. At one point, he was running back through towards the kitchen, jumped up on the trash can, and was about to fall back into our trash can. I was right there. I didn't even think about it. I grabbed him. Next thing I know, I had claws into my arm and my hand. And, yeah, so I'm now on antibiotics.
Yeah, she's on antibiotics. They're starting to look good. Her hand was a little warm for a while, but that's broken up.
I mean, it's still a little warm, but I think that's honestly the healing. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes when you've got a lot of trauma, that's the body's response. I'm not really worried about infection. Neither was the doctor. It's just...
Yeah, but you could never really... I mean, unfortunately, the feral kitties, like, we could tell with the black cat, but with the white and brown kitty, they had been spayed or neutered.
Right.
And released. Because if you ever see... If you have cats outside of wherever you are, and you see them and they have a little notch in their ear, that's been basically what they've done is they've captured it, they've taken it to a vet, they've had it spayed or neutered,
and then
they've re-released it. I think it's more humane to them, especially when they're older, than trying to
put them in a shelter
and have someone do them, because, you could do that with kittens.
Yeah.
Kittens are young enough to where you can, I don't want to say deprogram, but that's basically what it is.
Domesticate.
You can domesticate them. But when they're older like that, being domesticated...
It can be hard. Sometimes it works out, but most times it's not
going to. And a lot of times places will do it because they'll keep the rodent... Right.
Apartment complexes will run a sweep through there, grab up all the feral cats and take care of them, and then... They re-release them because exactly it keeps down the rodent population. That was kind of one of the reasons I started feeding the cats on the front porch.
Right. Well, that and because what started all of this just recently was, we were during the beginning of this cold snap that happened right after New Year's. We're sitting in the thing and we were watching Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, we were.
And we kept hearing meowing.
Just like mournful, crying meowing. And at first we were like, is that on the show? Because it was a big fight scene. Like in a town. And we're like, is that from the TV? And then we paused the TV and no, that was not coming from the TV.
And, if you know anything about cat personalities, cats don't meow at each other.
No.
They'll hiss and do all that kind of stuff, but they don't meow. They only meow to humans.
Basically, yeah.
And it basically almost seemed like the cat was like, we're hungry, please help us.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to become house kitty. They just wanted you to give them some water and some food and leave them alone, which is basically what we're doing.
That's exactly what we do. I threw a container of of Kaylee's wet food out there that night. And the next day, I went to the grocery store. I got a cheap cat bowl and the least expensive store brand, you know. I mean, I didn't get the, okay, not the least expensive, but the store brand stuff that looked good. And
right.
I'm like, it's going to be better than almost anything else they're going
to
get.
So, so. 2-1, they're either going through garbage or they're hunting.
Right.
Because we do have a lot of squirrels, but I have a feeling we have less squirrels. Because these cats are well fed.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure we're not the only humans.
Probably not.
Putting stuff out. I wouldn't be surprised if the elderly couple.
Up the street, yeah.
Up the street that probably, mm-hmm. probably feeds them.
But again, I don't mind them being out there in our yard. They're more than welcome in our yard.
Just because stop fucking in our ceiling.
Yes, please stop coming into the ceiling at 3 in the morning. Because they're still coming
in. Yeah, we need to take care of that. At least get that hole blocked up somehow.
Find it first.
We'll do that.
But, yeah. Anyway, so that was our Monday night adventure.
Yeah, that's a little
Tuesday was me in the urgent care by myself.
Because I believed I was closing that night, weren't I?
Yeah, you were closing that night, and my manager and coworkers talked me into going.
Yeah.
I was already mildly thinking about it, but they talked me fully into it. Said, no, go.
We gave him a hat. Because this is what I think we're going to kind of wind up talking about. Now, for those who don't know me, probably most of you don't, I'm a bit of a hat person. I love hats.
Hat slut.
Basically. I've been in love with, you know, baseball hats. They had a cowboy hat when I was a kid at one point. But as an adult, well, I can tell you right now, my fascination with hats started with Doctor Who and Dr. Jones.
Yeah.
Because my first doctor was the fourth doctor, and it's that brown fedora he wore.
Yep.
And of course, the brown fedora of one, you know, Dr. Jones,
not Indiana, because that was the dog's name.
That was the dog's name.
Yeah.
what is his dad's first name?
Henry.
Henry, thank you.
Because he's Henry Sr. And then he's Henry Jr.
Dr. Henry Jones Jr.
Jr.
Indiana. Why do you keep calling him Jr.? Well, that's his name. Henry Jones Jr. I like Indiana. We named the dog Indiana. We're named after the dog. Oh, it's funny. Speaking of all that, Sala.
Uh-huh.
Is because right now, as we record this, Atlanta Comic Convention.
Oh yeah,
is going on, and the guy who plays Sala
is there.
And in fact, he got interviewed on the Mark Arum show today.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go see if I can find that.
He still has that voice.
Oh, I bet he does.
But yeah, so that was. They named the dog Indiana. It was funny, you know. But, yeah.
Back to the hats,
you know, that. And I actually had some people buy me my first fedora when I was, like, 19. Because it was cold, and we were in the middle of moving, and I was wearing the straw. I basically put it on because I don't know why I was wearing it to begin with. But I wore it the entire time we were trying to move stuff. And my girlfriend at the time, her family bought me for Christmas my own fedora, which I think I still have. But yeah, I have fedoras. I have my straw cowboy hat, which is my shenanigans hat. That's usually what I have on. I own 3 fezzes, 2 bowler hats, a plethora of baseball hats,
mm-hmm.
3 flat caps. Well, kept getting inundated because I came across this company. I'm not even sure how I came across it. I don't know if it was a Facebook thing. It was a thing. Was I looking for something? Well, I came across a company called the Boston Scully Company. And they make different forms of what someone would call a flat cap. They have what they call the Peaky. And there are differences.
Yeah.
They have the Peaky, which if you ever watch Peaky Blinders, that's kind of what the style of flat hat, the flat cap they wear. And there are ones that are a little more like a squishier, flatter triangle shape. Then there's the newsboy. And the difference between a flat cap and a newsboy is the newsboy tends to be a little fatter around the sides, where the Peaky and stuff have the kind of close, it's a closer
close, yeah.
to your head silhouette. So I finally pulled the main problem was trying to pick out the one I liked.
Right.
Because there were so many different styles I liked. So, and just so you know, I am not getting paid for this.
No.
I bought this out of my money, and I think it's one of those things to where if we like something,
we're going to buy it. We should talk about it.
Because, you know, if it's a good item, I think the more people, more people, I think, should buy it. And I like flat caps, because I kind of agree with Strobel, a friend of ours. When you're talking about flat caps, that you see more people wear, you said started seeing more people kind of wearing, they're a little nicer than your average baseball hat. And at the time, unfortunately, fedoras and trilbies kind of got ruined by the m'lady guys, you know, the big towel, neck beard, and kind of guys that, you know, if you saw a guy wearing a fedora, you were like, you know, not even, this is not a hipster thing. This was the asshole misogynist
kind of.
You know, why don't you date me? I'm a nice guy, but you're not really a nice guy type guys.
Right. Okay, yeah, I know what we're talking about, yeah.
And so, because I love trilby. Don't get me wrong, I love a trilby. I need to find one that fits my head better.
I own two trilbies of my own.
So. Yeah, and I know one of them I gave you because it didn't fit. Because unfortunately, I have a big head. And if you don't get it to fit right, it looks like, it looks kind of tiny on your head. But flat caps, kind of what are good either running around with a t-shirt and jeans. And your combat boots on, or dressed up, you know, in a nice button up shirt and a vest and, you know, tie. So, I got it, and I got it's called the Violet Rose, which is a purple, black, and bluish plaid. It's one of their eight panel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, it's an eight panel construction. It's really nice. It's soft. It fits, and much like the Fez from Fezorama, if you shave your head, it feels really good. And in fact, the guy who owns Fezorama had told me
that was his point.
That was his point because he shaves his head too. And I'm already planning on getting myself another one, but out of their weather resistant one, so I can have another kind of one for, because unfortunately this being wood, it's not one I'm going to want to wear in the rain, or if I have an umbrella if I'm going to do it or can run. It's So if you're looking for a good, a nice flat cap, they run anywhere between about $48. Which I think is sales to about $52. They go up to 3X, which is around the 8, size 8. If you wear a fitted baseball hat, you can do that. And of course, they also give it in centimeters, so I would go ahead and measure your head. They're very true to, I got the 2X, and it fits my head very nicely. Everybody seems to like it. Either that, they're lying to me.
They're not lying to you. It does look very good on you.
Boston Scully Company. And it's made me want to listen to a lot of Celtic rock. Just listen to a lot of, which is funny because you go on Spotify, you actually can find a playlist for Celtic rock and Celtic punk, and it's almost the same same thing. A lot of Dropkick Murphys, a lot of, but there's also a lot of like sailing stuff.
Ah.
Things on the it's you know, it's good music anyway. I listen to it anyway.
So yeah.
Yeah. But the hat made me want to listen to more. I blame the hat. My name is Bill, and I am a hat slut.
Yes.
All right. Now, with that, if you love us, if you hate us, if you think Indiana Jones is the worst thing ever, you know how to get us. You're geekkeep616@gmail.com. And Keep of the Geek, just pretty much anywhere else you can get your grubby little hands on social media.
And if we're not, let us know one of the others, and I'll see what I can do.
And, yeah. So, be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.